The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Money Time with Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. And first, tell us please about the PRSI benefits for workers that some people miss out on.
Yeah, Matt, I think sometimes there's an assumption that PRSI, pay-related social insurance, is a tax, because any worker earning more than 38 euros a week, you've got to pay this. It's 4%. Your employer may be paying even more, could be paying up to 11%. And people think, oh, this is a bloody tax. It's not. It's a fund. It's an insurance fund, essentially. You pay into it. You are entitled to draw out benefits out of it. And there's a number of benefits. For example, you know, dental benefits. You're entitled to one oral checkup per calendar year, free of charge. You go into your dentist, if you know your public service number, your dentist can look up whether you've paid enough PRSI to benefit or not here. Or else you will know yourself. If you've been working for a couple of years, you're likely to benefit from one of these treatment benefit scheme benefits that you can get, Matt. At the dentist as well, you can get a payment of 42 euros for a scale and a polish. The dentist might charge more than that, but you get some contribution towards it. And then look at if hearing is a problem for you, a hearing test, you can get a hearing test done. You can get up to 500 euros for a hearing aid, and that's one every 4 years on that one. Your eyesight, Matt, I mean, an awful lot of us are staring at screens all the time, even if you don't work in a job where you have to do that. We're looking at mobile phones. You're entitled to a free eye test once every 2 years. And, you know, the likes of Specsavers are covered in that. And if you require glasses, contact lenses, you can get a set payment towards a basic pair of reading glasses or distance specs, you know. But if you want fancy frames, you're going to have to pay anything that's over and above the basic. But you're entitled to that, Matt, and that's there. You draw it out of the PRSI benefits. If alopecia is a problem for you, there's a 500 euro contribution towards a hairpiece as well. Basically, get on to welfare or get on to your employer. See if you've paid sufficient PRSI to get some of these benefits. They will know fairly quickly.
Charlie, a couple of things on that. Could it be, though, that, you know, even if you're not paying much in yourself, your employer will have been paying in money as required by law, and that will make the benefits available to you?
Yeah, because between the two of you, you know, up to 15% of your salary or your wages could be paid in. So, you know, if you've been working for a couple of years in a regular job, Matt, the chances are there's a good chance that you benefit from these schemes where you get these free eye tests and free dental checkups, you know. And alternatively, go on to mywelfare.ie or phone them up. You know, you'll find the number handy enough, and they're very helpful. If you give them your PPS number, your public service number, they'll be able to tell you whether you have sufficient PRSI pay to benefit from these things. So, I just think, you know, we've got to stop seeing it as a tax and start realising there's benefits here. We need to draw them down. Of course, there used to be better benefits there, but, you know, austerity meant a lot of those were lost. But there's still half-decent benefits coming from PRSI. It's not just job seekers or maternity pay or your pension. There are these other treatment benefit schemes as well, Matt.
But will your dentist necessarily be part of the state scheme to do it? Could it be that you have the entitlement, but you could find that the suppliers aren't willing to do it for you?
Yeah, it could be the case. So, you know, obviously check with them beforehand. But they're nearly all part of that. It benefits them. It helps them to draw people in. They're kind of, you know, they're usually on board with that one. So it's not used. That's not usually a problem. You know, when it comes to the eye test, the opticians are on board with PRSI as well, because, you know, they will get a certain amount of people who know about it, and they don't want to be turning those people away. So, you know, mostly they are on board with this, and they know what to do, and they can help you with it, and they can fill out the forms for you, get you to sign it.
Okay. Now, tell us about the motor insurance issue that has arisen in relation to differential pricing depending on where you live.
Yeah, location is a big, big factor, Matt. And this is from some very stark stuff has come out from a study that was done by a UCD research team who looked at 40,000 quotes for 20 different locations around Ireland. We're talking here, you know, counties like Dublin, Cork, Longford, Roscommon, Wicklow, Donegal, and they found huge differences in terms of the quotes you will get for your car insurance based on where you live. If you live in Longford, hard luck, you're going to be paying more than anywhere else. If you live in a poorer, ethnically diverse area, the way they put it, you're going to see a massive premium. You could be talking about having to pay an extra €1,000 here, Matt. And it's
why?
Well, you know, this is the question, and I think this requires investigation by our regulator, the central bank, who is often quite incurious when it comes to issues around consumer protection, even though it has a very specific under law consumer protection role. I mean, it seems that location trumps age, the penalty points, gender, driving experience. It's so extreme that a 25-year-old living in a fairly posh area, let's put it that way, in South Dublin, 25-year-old, not likely to have a lot of driving experience, they can get cheaper insurance than a 60-year-old. 60-year-old in a poorer area who is driving for years. Now, there's something terribly wrong there. Is this prejudice? Is this discrimination? Is this justified? Is there a bias here or even an unconscious bias being used by the insurance companies? I think this needs investigation by the central bank, and they could do us all a favour by questioning what's going on here. Is this just convenient for insurers? It's such a difficult thing to work out. It's not obvious why they're charging you what they're charging or quoting you what you're quoting you, because it's all risk-based pricing based on the information you give them. So, you know, is it justifiable that somebody in Darndale is charged for, who has the same profile, same job, is charged far more than somebody, say, in Glenageary in South County Dublin, or okay, somebody in Cork, you know, is charged far more than someone somewhere else. Should a Longford person be charged double what someone is charged in?
Okay, Charlie, there's a lot of comments coming in from listeners. One says, you can check on My Welfare your treatment benefit entitlement at mywelfare.ie. You can check your PRSI record there too for your pension entitlements. It's good advice. Listeners, can we claim back tax throughout the current year, or do you have to wait till the new tax year? It's not a question of claiming tax back as such, is it? It's a question of getting a cheaper rate when you go for a particular service, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not tax. This is what I was trying to explain, and I did mention it. You can go on to mywelfare.ie. This is it's an insurance fund, and people are seeing it as a tax. You're not claiming tax back here. What you're doing is you're paying into a fund and you're drawing benefits out of it. It's much, okay, it's not dissimilar to the fact, like VHI. When you need to call on it, you can pull out a claim. You're claiming on something that you've been paying for in case you need to claim.
Okay. And one final one. I work, my wife doesn't. Is there any way she can get an eye test? Do spouses qualify under PRSI for these benefits?
I'm not absolutely sure about that one, but they're very helpful people when you ring them up. But she may be able to. I don't know. It really depends on the situation there. But she may have worked in the past, so she may have some PRSI qualification there based on past work.
And one listener says, for most healthy people, PRSI most certainly is a tax. Pay a few grand a year and get a €50 checkup back in return. Great value. Thank you very much, Charlie Weston.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.